right. We are going to start with our, or I should say continue, with our post-race press conference.
Yeah, I don't know where the rest of them are, so.
They're coming. They're
okay.
Coming.
They got lost in the mix.
Yeah, well, sometimes these can take a little bit, so we're going to go ahead and get started with you. For today's Ford EcoBoost 300, we're now going to start being joined by our race-winning team and also our NASCAR Xfinity Series Championship team. We are now joined by Randall Burnett, the crew chief for the number two Richard Childress Racing Chevrolet Camaro driven by Tyler Reddick. Randall, this is your first career NASCAR Xfinity Series Championship. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We will go ahead and take questions for Randall. If you have one, please raise your hand, state your name and affiliation, and Lee's going to kick us off up front.
Lee Spencer, RacingBoys.com. When you found out you were getting Tyler Reddick, that he was going to be your driver this year, what was the initial thought that went through your mind? Because you've never won a championship, and all this was like so brand new with him coming over after last year being somewhere else.
Well, I knew we had a really good team, right? We've run well. We've performed well, but obviously we had some work to do to get up caught up with the Gibbs cars and you know, the Stewart Haas cars and this, that, and the other. To bring in, you know, Tyler's capability and put him into that car and see what we really had been working so hard on was pretty amazing. It's big shoes to fill, right? Like, he just won the championship, and you got him coming in, and you're like, okay, well, you know that's not going to be the problem. You got the guy to do it, right? So it was on us to give him the stuff to perform with, and I think our group rallied really well. I think we brought fast race cars all year. You know, we had some insane amount of top fives, you know, so we were competing for the win all the time. We gave a few away. We won six or whatever, so – you know, it's just been an incredible year. He's an incredible talent. He can elevate a car from third or fifth to first pretty easy with a good shot at it, you know.
All right, Jacob.
Jacob Zielman, Speed Sport. So I'll ask the obvious first. Has your brother gotten a hold of you already?
He's here, actually.
Him and Ashley and Mason
are here. Yeah, you got the whole family here. So they came down, which is really cool. They came, you know, down yesterday and hung out. So that was really cool. My wife and father-in-law are here. So it's been pretty cool.
Well, welcome to the ranks of championship crew chiefs, by the way. I know that was kind of the kickoff here. But what's your emotions? Because I know going into this, you know, we knew the driver could do it. But, you know, for you being your first championship and your first season with Tyler, I imagine, you know, there were ups and downs during the year and maybe times where – did you wonder if it was going to happen?
Well, no. I mean, I knew if we got to this point and got him to the final four that we were going to have as good a shot as anybody with his capabilities. You know, this being his favorite racetrack is a huge, huge advantage for us coming here, you know, because he just gets pumped up about coming to this place. And you can see it in his driving here when he puts it up on the fence like that. And just it's pretty amazing, you know. And he's so confident in his abilities when he comes here, it makes – my job easier, you know. And if we could get him to be that confident everywhere, I think that, you know, we'd have won a lot more races this year, you know. But he'll tell you, like, man, I'm not very good at Phoenix, or I'm not very good at, you know, Richmond or whatever. And those are the places that we might have struggled. But, you know, you get him to a place like this, and he's like, oh, yeah, I got it, you know. So it's just a fun atmosphere to work on. All of our guys work so hard on these cars. Man, they're great. Like, the – you know, each one of them perform at the top level of, you know, their profession, and it shows in the speed that we bring to the cars. We got five laps on that car this weekend. You know, that says a lot for our group. The other three teams that were in the Final Four, that, granted, they didn't get to test. One of their associate cars did get to test with the rookie testing and all that, you know. So, I think it's pretty phenomenal for us to get five laps and come in and win this deal. Like, I was really proud of the effort with all of that from the people at the shop to everybody at the track. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to make next year easier, but we'll go with that, Jacob.
All right, we'll continue with questions. All right, David.
David Siegel with Front Stretch. Do you get nervous, especially towards the end of the race when he's inches off the wall, and did it ever cross your mind to tell him to maybe move down just a half a lane or a lane?
Yeah, I don't know if they showed me or not, but I was nervous about 200 laps tonight. So, it is nerve-wracking. You know, it's like you want to tell him to slow down, but then you got Cole less than a second behind you, and he's not going to slow down, right? So you're just kind of at the mercy of just going as hard as you can, and it's what he does, man. He just give the right guy the right equipment, and magical things happen.
All right, we'll continue with questions. Lee?
You guys seemed a little bit nervous there for a while when it was either you or Derek asked him if he still had something left in the tank, and if you can talk about that moment, not that you ever had a doubt, as well as the move that he made, you know, with 20 laps to go, 19 laps to go, to pass Custer to take the lead and then just go sail off to the finish.
Yeah, so, you know, we were leading at that point, and Christopher was behind us, and you know, this particular race has a history of going. The last 2 years, it's went without a caution from the second stage all the way to the end of the race, right? So now you're every lap, you're, okay, what lap are we going to pit? What lap are we going to make? What lap are we going to make the most efficient amount of time on our tires? Like, how are we going to do that, right? So then you're, like, looking at the gap. And being the leader, it kind of lets you control that a little bit. But if somebody's too close to you, then you got to worry about them ducking off right behind you and then you losing some time trying to get back to pit road. And like, so it's a real chess match, right? So, you know, that's kind of why I was like, when the caution came out, I was like, hey, you know, were you saving anything there? Cause we were just kind of like maintaining the gap, right? Where I was like, at that point I was, if that caution on whatever lap 123 or whatever had come out, I was like, man, we probably need to get a little gap. That way, if something happens on pit road, say you drop a lug nut or you get a tire caught up or something, you know, you've got a little more cushion at that point. So that's kind of why I was asking him about it, to see what he had left, if he was just kind of managing that gap, if he was going as hard as he could and all that. That's why I was kind of questioning him about that. That was incredible, you know, like – he ran right up on Cole, and Cole was doing everything he could, right? He took his line away. He was right on the fence and running really fast laps up there and forced Tyler to do something out of – you know, he wasn't going to give it to him on top. He knew if he gave him the top line that Tyler was going to take advantage of it. So it forced Tyler to be aggressive and make that move. And then, you know, Cole tried to cross him over, and it was just great racing, man. Both of them, like, just racing as hard as they could. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to come out on top of the deal.
We'll continue with questions. We'll take our final question from Jacob.
I'll expand on what I meant earlier, by the way. Does the fact that you get to keep this guy going into next year, keep Derek, you know, the band's basically staying together as you guys go up to the Cup Series, is that at least, do you feel like gonna take the communication picture or communication part of it, make it easier or make it less, one less thing to worry about?
Well, it'll certainly be one less thing to worry about, because we obviously, the three of us work together well. You know, I've had a history of working with Derek before, you know, so I've known Derek for 10 years, 11, you know, 9 years, something like that now. And he's phenomenal, and we're really fortunate to have him coming with Tyler. I know Tyler's got a ton of confidence in him. He does a great job. So for that aspect of it, yeah, going to the Cup side with those two, that makes it that much easier of a transition. It's certainly not going to be an easy transition, but what I mean is like you're saying, the communication and stuff, I have to worry less about that. You know, I have to, it's not like developing a new relationship there. So we got that going for us for sure. Well, we're going to discuss that on Monday. We're going to wait, and we're going to get through this weekend, and then sit down and talk about all that after this mess.
Jacob, did you have any other questions?
No.
Okay, 10-4. Chris?
Well, that we got to sort out, too. I think we got to get all of us in the same room and figure it out, because we're all, like, different directions right now. So myself, we're staying down anyways. We were going to stay for the Cup race and hang out and, you know, just kind of, you know, it's back to work tomorrow, right? Like, kind of get an eye on everything and start working towards next year. And then Tyler was staying, too. So I'm sure we'll find something to do this evening that might involve a drink or two.
Maybe, right? Bob, did you have a question?
Bob Chris, Fox Sports. Randall, just what does this do for you and your career? I mean, it's seems like all the crew chiefs of these big three guys have Cup experience, come work with young guys in Xfinity, and now going back to Cup, or at least two of you going back to Cup.
Yeah, no, it's phenomenal. You know, like when I moved to crew chief in the Cup Series, I probably wasn't as ready as I thought I was to be crew chief in the Cup Series, but I had a great year with AJ that first year in 16 with him for where we were at and everything, and I got a lot of really good experience. And when I came to work at RCR and went to work on the Xfinity cars, honestly, I had never really worked on an Xfinity car. I've been working on Cup cars all my life, right? So I had to learn that part of it, and it took me a little bit to get the lay of the land. I had Danny Stockman and Nick Harrison and all them guys to lean on at that point, and they really helped me on the Xfinity side and helped me get to where I'm at right now, and I got to thank those guys for that, you know. But I've gained a lot of great experience, you know, like there's no slouches in this. You know, you're running against Jason Ratcliffe, which is a how many ever time Cup winner and, you know, Xfinity champion. Mike Shiplett is his phenomenal crew chief as well. You got Jason Burdette. Like the list goes on of the talent in this series, and you know, and it makes you work hard, you know, just like you do on the Cup side. So it's just fun. Like I love this series. I think the Xfinity series is a great series, and there's a lot to learn here.